My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right. We haven't had a chance to talk about this story in the NFL. Tua Tagovailoa says that Brian Flores trashed him every day when he was the head coach of Miami. So it's interesting because Tua played for Nick Saban. And it's a fine needle to thread to get as angry as Nick Saban gets on sidelines yelling, but also have the respect of your players that it's effective. Flores, I guess, made life miserable on Tua. And you know, you guys tease me all the time for not being a fan of Tua. The thing about Tua, honestly, that had me skeptical was I wasn't sure that his personality would fit into an NFL locker room. And I thought his personality would be part of a story. And I've seen players like this coming out of college. I said the same thing about Eric Ebron. I said, look, he's talented, but I feel like his personality is going to be part of his story. Now, when you're young, that doesn't, and Tua wasn't a bad guy. He was just very like zen. And I wasn't sure how that would play in an NFL locker room. But it's not like I knew him. So from afar, this is the way I interpreted him. And, you know, when you're shaping an opinion of whether you're not a guy, you want a guy to lead your franchise or not, I kind of use that. Is it fair? It's probably not, admittedly. But now I've been painted into the corner of this Tua hater. But I feel like if you could play for Nick Saban, you can play for anybody, no matter how harsh they are. But apparently Flores made his life miserable. Flores has come out and he's got, you know, he's been defended by his new head coach. He's a defensive coordinator. He's a DC in Minnesota. He's the DC in Minnesota, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
And Kevin O'Connell came out and defended him. And Flores came out and said, look, I wish him nothing, though, at the best. Kang, did you hear that whole statement? He kind of took the high road, right?
He did. He actually said it hurt him personally, but he wishes Tua nothing but the best. And I think he knows he might have misstepped with Tua, it sounds like. You know, he didn't want to get into details, of course. Well, he doesn't have to.
Wasn't Flores, that was his first time as a head coach, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you do make mistakes. Coaches make mistakes in how they handle situations.
Yeah, I mean, if it went on as long and if it was every day, like Tua says, it's uncalled for. It goes beyond that. And it's too bad because, like, on the outside looking in, someone like me, I was a big Brian Flores guy because I thought he was able to get something out of his teams. I thought he was, it seemed when you hear him talk, like, that's a guy I like. Under a lot of pressure, you had the whole ownership issue he had going back. Was he asked to tank games or not? And that was a big question going into it. I thought that was going to be a powder keg for the NFL, but somehow they navigated around it. We never really got into it with emails and stuff like that. But this wasn't a good look for him when a player is going to come out and say that. And because I think part of it is also, like you said, the personality of Tua is that kind of zen-like thing, or he's very understated, I guess.
Yeah.
And it comes across where he looks like a bully, you know, picking on Tua. And oh, by the way, you screwed yourself because Tua is really good. And if you had tried to nurture it in a different way and coach him in a different way, maybe you'd still be there.
You know how it felt like it was hard for a lot of guys in the locker room to get behind Joey Harrington? The whole piano man stuff. It's sometimes just personalities that...
The Joey Blue Skies. But
yeah, there's nothing wrong with you in the real world, but in an NFL locker room can be a harsh place. Now, Tua came out and said, this is a quote from the Dan Le Batard show, to put it in simplest terms, if you woke up every morning and I told you that you suck at what you did, that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here, that this guy should be here, that you haven't earned the right, and then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you are the best fit for this. You're accurate. You are the best, whatever you are this, you are that. How do you think that'll make you feel listening to one or the other? You see what I'm saying? And then you hear it regardless of what it is, the good or the bad, and you hear it more and more, and you start to actually believe that. I don't care who you are. You could be the president of the United States. If you have a terrible person that's telling you things that you don't want to hear or probably shouldn't be hearing, you're going to start to believe that about yourself. That's sort of what ended up happening. It's basically been 2 years of training that out of not just me, but a couple of guys as well that have been here since my rookie year all the way till now. So, I mean, he thinks it was constant and consistent. You know, there are coaches, I think, that can berate you and make you feel bad, but still be effective. That's one. They can still be effective. And two, maybe you don't realize it till later in life. Now, I'm not saying this to defend Brian Flores. I'm kind of saying it to defend coaches will be harsh on players, really harsh on players, but they're trying to get them to respond. I heard a story recently about a coach. His way, okay, is a pretty well-respected guy. I heard it secondhand, and I'm going to keep the names out of it. But he would say to players, how much time have we spent on this? Do we have to do it again? And that was kind of the extent of how he would motivate guys into getting a job done. And I thought, okay, I mean, that's if guys respond to it, when, you know, there's coaches that I always kind of like this, compliment. And when you finish it with, I'm telling you this because I know you can do it.
Right.
You know?
And you finish with
some
positive.
You're not doing it. You're not doing it, but you're good enough. I know you can do it.
Different people are motivated by different things. That's why it's so hard to be a really good coach, because you can't treat everybody the same.
That's a great point.
You can have the same rules for people, but the way you go about getting your message across to different people, it's not going to work for everybody. You can't just do a blanket thing out there and expect it to work. And, you know, I've experienced it in my athletic career, if you would say that. I've had coaches that use positive reinforcement, that use negative reinforcement. I had coaches that yell at you constantly. I had coaches that would, you know, mix it up. And I always thought that the one that would, you know, you can be critical of making a mistake, but at some point, there needs to be an arm around your shoulder and say, look, you can do better. You're making the same. Here's what you're doing wrong. We need to fix this because you've got talent. You've got the ability to do something right.
The coaches that yelled at you constantly, do you look back at them now and say, he was actually good for me?
No.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Well, no, because in some cases,
it didn't work.
Obviously, it didn't. There were a couple different coaches at different times in my life that were like that. And one was just the first one when I was really young. It just seemed like he was looking back on it, that this guy was just watching TV and seeing guys yell and think that's how you're supposed to do it. I'm like, that's so stupid. Like, you had no clue what you're doing. The other one later in my athletic career was there was more I could get out of it, taking a look back at it. But I had questions. And what really rubbed me the wrong way was when I had a question and I wasn't given an answer or response, it was just do it.
Right.
Like, you're not helping me out. I'm trying to learn so that I don't get yelled at anymore. You can't just tell me to do it because I'm not doing this blind loyalty crap. I need to know. And then I can buy into it. So there were just different ways. But that was me. And motivating me was different than motivating other people.
Because there's a linebacker for the Vikings, Andrew Van Ginkel, who played for Flores with Miami. Now he's in Minnesota with Flores. And he praises Flores, says, I wouldn't be the player, the man I am without him. So, I mean, you have two different, same guys on the same, or not same guy, but two guys on the same team with two different outcomes and how on the same coach, you know? I think in the end, people got to realize, or coaches, it is a people business. You know, you have to deal with different personalities. And that doesn't mean you have to lose the core of who you are or how you coach, but to get through to different players, you probably have to take a different path to get the best out of each player.
You know what's funny is, I something you said, Gator, I see all the time watching my kids. You know, I still coach baseball, high school kids, but I've watched my kids grow up. Your thing that I think that coach just watched TV and thinks that that's how you do it. I see a lot of coaches coaching kids on sidelines or at games. I think that guy's just parroting something he heard Bobby Knight say. That guy's just parroting something heard Greg Popovich say. He's just like, there's that. That's one. And the other is the guy that is making sure everybody in the gym or at the field knows it's not on him.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Like that will yell out for the whole stadium to hear.
That's not what I'm coaching. Yep. That's like, these guys are going off script.
Well, it doesn't go that far, but here's the subtle way of doing it. When a coach yells out, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Is that helping the kid or is that letting the whole world know I don't approve? That's not what I teach them and that's not on me.
Instead of taking them out of the game, saying something that's not, listen, okay. We need to work on this because you're doing this incorrectly.
Yep. Anyway. And the other thing you hear from kids.
We're the best coaches ever. that's the bottom line.
Yeah, something you hear from kids all the time, coach hates me. I'm guessing that in most cases, the coach doesn't hate you.
Right.
You want the coach to at least know who you are. That's important. Whether they're praising you or yelling at you. If they don't even talk to you or try to coach you, you're done. Yeah.
But Flores, for whatever reason, whether it was just with Tua, he thought the thing to do was to apparently berate him all the time, and Tua admits it started to affect him. He started to believe it.
I don't doubt actually that Flores thought that Tua could take it, though. You know what I mean? Like, oh, he could take this. I'm going to keep giving it to him.
Right.
But maybe Tua was like, dude, it's not working.
Maybe.
And does it surprise you they got a completely opposite type of coach in there after Flores?
No. Mike McDaniel is. It seems like just one of the guys.
I swear, if there was a coach, like if I were to be a coach right now, who would it be? Like I would resemble more like Mike McDaniel than anybody. Like even to the way he dresses, the joggers, the way he's pulling like a college kid almost. I feel like and having him coach an NFL team, he's so loose, laid back. He has the aux, all right. I get you. The players probably approve of his music.
I can't believe this is becoming part of the show. Gator has referenced aux every day since he's learned what it meant.
What?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.